You get to hear us troubleshoot, folks.
I think we're going to cut this out. Nobody wants to listen to
this. No, it's all staying in there. It's all staying in there.
No. I get frustrated when I listen to podcasts and they like don't remember to trim dumb shit. I'm like, I want to skip all of this.
Our whole episode's dumb shit. How can I take that out?
Do not include this. No, that's going to be awful.
But also, I got my new iPhone today, and I was setting that up a little bit because it finally updated.
Nice.
It is a lot heavier, this phone. It's 100 grams heavier, which doesn't sound like a lot, but you hold your phone so often that you immediately feel that.
That does sound bad.
It's not enough, like, I'm not like, oh, my wrist, but it has a weight to it that I wasn't expecting. It actually feels nice. It feels very solid.
The camera bulge
is huge, though.
Yeah, I looked at the changes between the 12 and the 13, and I was like, the 12 sounds better. The 12 Pro, that's what I have.
It's not better, but it's not enough of an upgrade to, you don't need to upgrade right now.
Better in that I don't want, like, a large camera bulge or a heavier phone. So, like, to me, the differences from the 12 Pro to the 13 sounded like downgrades. So I'm going to do what I did the last time, which is I had my 10X or whatever, the iPhone X, for 4 years. And it still worked perfectly when I got rid of it, and I sold it for money.
That was a good phone. That was a great design when that came. Yeah.
And I like the 12 Pro so much that I'll probably do the same thing. I'll keep it for forever and ever.
And I wish they had put out the same blue for the 13 that they have for the 12 Pro, because I love the blue, the dark blue like David has. But yes, this new one I got silver and white, and the stainless looks really nice. It matches my watch, so yeah. I'll take it.
My 12 Pro is the rose gold or the gold, whatever. All my Apple stuff that I've bought for myself is some variation of gold or rose gold or pink. So it's a theme.
That makes sense. I can see that for you. I love that for you.
Yeah, and I think the Apple Watch that I'm going to get when I upgrade is going to have the berry colored wristband.
Did you decide which watch you're going to go with?
I think it depends. I think, like, I would be happy with the SE, but I'm going to use my bonus money, so, like, I could afford the nicer one, but I don't know that the, like, differences between the SE and the 6 or the 7, like, will be different enough that it's worth the large price differential, because it's a pretty big difference in price. And I feel like I'll be happy with the SE, so I might just order an SE now and just get it, because it's cute.
They're okay. I don't know. I like the extra features and everything. Like, I love my... I upgrade every year, but I love my watch. I probably won't actually upgrade this year, though, because I don't... The 7 is basically the same thing as the 6, from what we're hearing. So
yeah. I think... There's a car driving down my alley.
That's okay. Cars do that sometimes. Ban cars.
I think... What I'll do is see if right when the 7 comes out, if I can find a 6, like if Apple has any 6s available for purchase, and then because it'll be cheaper.
You should see some in refurbished, because people will, like, they'll have bought a Series 6 and then the 7 will come out and they'll be like, oh, I'm just going to return this.
Okay. Maybe I'll check there.
So that's where the refurbished come from. Otherwise, like, Best Buy will start discounting. Best Buy might even be discounting right now if you go look. I don't know. But the retailers will have stock that they've already paid Apple for, and they want to sell it as much as they can. So Best Buy, Target, those kind of places will have, like Walmart, will have discounted ones most likely.
And that's nice, because then I'll just have it right away, and I won't have to order it and then wait.
Love to have things right away.
Yeah, that is the one perk of going to a physical store. You leave the store, you got your stuff. It's right there in your hand.
You know, browsing sometimes. And then there's no shipping.
Oh, I love Target.
And all that.
The thing is, if I go to Target for an Apple Watch, the Apple Watch is going to be in the back of Target, which means I'm going to have to walk through Target to get to the Apple Watch. And there's a lot
of things.
They do
that on purpose. Yeah.
In between where I walk into Target and where the Apple Watch is. And I've never been able to go to Target for one thing and just buy the one thing. Like Target, there's something, they're so good at just like the way they lay things out, the way they display everything. Everything is like so cute. I need it all. Like they convince you that you need things that you don't need. And there's just something about Target. I don't know. Makes me want to spend money. They're so good at it.
There, I mean, it's like very bland, very cute design, right? Like a lot of the stuff, like when I see their housewares, I'm like, that would look great. And I'm like, oh no, what have I become?
Yeah, I mean, it's like universal style, right? Like I think that's what they've kind of mastered, and they do that with clothes too. It's like a lot of their clothes are like simple, but like cute. You know, they just had this line of like cropped sweaters that were all just plain, solid, like
just
pastel
one color,
colors.
Right? Yeah, I love that.
And that was just, I bought one of those because we went up to Boulder one day and we were going to like get takeout and we needed some art for our walls. So there's like this poster shop in Boulder that we went to. And then we were like, we'll get takeout and then we'll take it to this overlook that's like 20 minutes from downtown Boulder that's in the mountains. And we'll go and eat. But it got really chilly while we were there. It got down to like 60 and it was starting to kind of drizzle. So mm-hmm. I was like, I need a sweatshirt. I didn't bring one. So we popped into Target and I got one of those like crop sweaters, crew neck things. But yeah, it's like the clothes are all really simple but cute. The house decor, a lot of it's pretty simple and cute. They're like flatware. They're like decor stuff, the artwork stuff. It's all just
like.
And then
they have your groceries and crap now too.
Yeah.
So. It's a one-stop shop. And that's our sponsor today is Target.
Target.
For all the crap that you need, Target.
Of the big like chain stores, Target feels the least bad, right? Like I don't know.
I've not compared them I don't like Walmart, so I don't go there if I can avoid it.
My uncle, the one that passed away a while ago, he worked at Target. He was like an electrician for like three different Target branches. And they mm-hmm. always treated him really well. And like a bunch of Target people came to his funeral all wearing their like red nice. Polos. And it was, I cried so much. So yeah, I have good feels.
I cried so much.
I cried.
I worked there when I was in college. I worked there one holiday season, but I showed up late all the time. And so they fired me because I don't know, I was 22 and didn't want to do anything. And
That seems like a reasonable reason to fire somebody.
Well, so the funny thing is, like, you get put on a list there when you get fired where you can never be rehired again. So even if, like, I applied for Target corporate or something, like IT or whatever, I think it would still flag me as, like, no, she's been fired. We can't rehire.
That's odd.
When you get fired from Target, it's for life.
Yeah. Don't you dare come back to
Target. Home
Depot
does the same thing.
That's so dumb.
I think Apple does it. So when I moved here the first time and we weren't sure about Hayden getting a job, and then when it was really stressful, I was like, well, I'll just get another job and I'll work on the weekends. And I tried to go and get back at Apple, and I'm pretty sure the shitty manager at my former store had put a do not rehire on me, even though I gave them 3 weeks' notice.
The hell? That shouldn't be allowed.
Well, she was terrible. She was the worst.
I could see them being like, I don't want to rehire them at this store. But to put you on like a global block list is crazy.
Yeah, right? I also wonder then if I applied for like Apple as a tech person, not as a retail employee, like would it flag me and be like, no, no, no.
I don't think so. It's probably just for
hopefully not
retail. Yeah.
Sure it's retail. Different... Apple says they classify all their people like the retail employees are regular employees, just like the ones in the spaceship. But that was not my experience, you know? It was mm-hmm. not great working at Apple.
Oh, no. But they're one of our sponsors.
Oh, my God. Apple, iPod, phone, thank you. We're so sorry. iPhone pod.
All right. Should we do some posts?
If you've got them, I want to read them.
All right, let's do. I think this one sounds nice and stupid. It's called "Am I the Asshole for Not Wanting to Pay for My Coworker's New Aquarium?" They ended that sentence with a period, so they're not asking.
It is a statement of
that. Statement. Am I the asshole? My coworker has a 20-gallon aquarium in her office that's been there a year. It's sitting on a very long shelf. Without thinking, I leaned on the shelf with my full weight, getting something from her desk. When I stopped leaning, the shelf shook, the tank fell, and shattered all over the floor. She was at lunch when this happened. Some of the techs helped me get all her female beta into cups. Did they not save the males? They must. I bet she only has female beta fish, because if you have more than one male beta fish in a tank, they'll kill each other. When she
just
came
like
back,
men, like human men too.
Yeah. When she came back from lunch, she freaked out and screamed at me, telling me no one should have been in her office to begin with her not being there. Four of her seven beta fish died. Oh my God. About half her plants. She brought me a receipt this morning saying I need to reimburse her. It came out to $250 worth of plants, rocks, and other stuff, which is insane. She also told me she has ordered $75 worth of specially bred beta females from the same breeder she got her previous fish from. She said sororities are extremely hard to keep, and that I had just added stress because now she has to start over. I didn't know that's what you called like a group of female
fish. I didn't
fish,
either.
But it makes sense.
Guess
it's kind of cute.
Of fish,
yeah,
has a sorority.
All right. Half of my office says that I should not have to pay it because it was her choice to build it. And the other half say I should. Would I really be the asshole if I refuse to pay? She should have a sign saying don't touch the shelf if it was that flimsy. So
it's why was she in the office anyways? Because she said it was her fault for being in the office when she wasn't in there. But like, why were you in there when she wasn't in there in the first place?
Well, we don't know that the poster's female, but the person with the fish is female.
Oh, I read the username says Judith Mayo. That's why.
Okay, Judith. Yeah. Why Jimmy. Were you in somebody else's office? That's super weird. I would be pissed off too. Also, the argument of like it was her choice to build it, so you shouldn't have to pay her, doesn't make any sense. Like, I can't light someone's house on fire and then be like, well, if you didn't want your house lit on fire, you shouldn't have built a house. Like, that's not yeah. how laws
Why
work.
Why didn't you think of that? That's not you for building a house.
That's just not how that
Houses
works.
Houses are actually theft, so.
Yeah, that's super sad also that the fish died. And the plants, like, if real aquarium plants are hard to keep alive. Crazy that her fish are that expensive, because I'm pretty sure I had a beta fish when I was a kid, and I'm pretty sure it was like 75 cents. his name was Voldemort.
Because those things just kill each other. They're, no, why did he not have a nose? Was he
evil? Was like this really dark bluish purple with like green little stripes on his tail. So he's very evil looking. So
oh, okay.
I named him
Voldemort. That makes sense then.
He just was a spooky looking little fish. No, he lived for like 4 or 5 years, which was long for a beta fish.
So I looked at some of the comments and I want to read one of these to you.
Okay.
We work for a service company. She is not the only one with an aquarium. She just has the largest one. And the other manager has a 10, I think, with some fish in it. It is proven to calm nerves and relieve stress. I know that now, at least. My boss gave her permission to do so, and that was even before I started. It's been there almost a year and a half with no problems. I don't know what I was thinking when I put my weight on it trying to reach over her desk. It was not on any brining shelf, but a $400 aquarium shelf meant to hold other aquariums with it. Why does this place have so many aquariums?
This sounds like it's just an office building, right? Like, why do you have like so many aquariums? But yeah. Yeah.
Oh, she was trying to get a file folder for a customer.
Okay, still. Like, also, I'm going to be honest. $250 for smashing all that shit is not that, like, that's a lot for an accident.
No, she's got other comments that say she actually paid $1,000 after talking with her husband and realizing she is the asshole.
Great.
She's got another post about wanting her brother to leave his girlfriend from a month ago.
Ooh, should we read that? Should we just make this a Judith episode?
Oh, it was deleted.
The Judith episode.
Yeah, Judith, what do you got going on? Let me see if I can find the post in here.
In the comments?
Yeah, the repost of it.
Am I the asshole for telling my brother to leave his girlfriend?
My brother, 36 male, recently moved in with me, 42 female, and my husband, 47 male, who moved in on doctor's recommendations due to a pseudo tumor.
Wait. Just a content warning, because it does say it was removed because it includes violence against other individuals, sexual assault, rape, physical abuse, animal abuse, felony damaging property, violent threats, and other violent encounters. So it violated the rules.
This post is rated M4 mature.
Yeah, just so our listeners are aware. Okay, continue.
He's been living here for almost 7 months, and 2 months ago he introduced us to his 27-year-old girlfriend. My brother is head over heels for her because she is his type down to her measurements. Ew. She spends a lot of time at our house. Like, he has a type. He's like, listen, it's like the line from Baby Got Back where he's like
34, 36, 32, 36. Only if she's 5'3". Yeah.
She spends a lot of time at our house and has yet to allow my brother to spend time at her house. That, to me alone, is suspicious. For some reason, though, my brother and my husband think the world of this girl. I like that she's 27, you're calling her a girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's always polite, but I don't like her. Everything started last Wednesday when my brother planned a romantic dinner for her, but she called 10 minutes before and canceled. I asked him what was going on.
This is such a woman thing. I'm just like, she's the sweetest person. She's perfect for him. I don't like her.
I hate her. Honestly, I want her dead. She called 10 minutes before and canceled. I asked him what was going on, and he said he was not good at surprises. My husband and him joked for a while, and then the two of us went out to eat. I asked my husband, what do you think the problem is? And he told me they are adults and to stay out of it. When we got to our favorite diner, who do we see? The girlfriend and some guy. They were outside smoking. My husband was too busy looking at the menu to see them laughing and kicking and hitting each other. When they walked past our table, I stopped her and asked if she thought she was too good to talk to us. She said she didn't see us and went on her way with the man. As I watched them walk away, I noticed they had matching tattoos on their calves and pointed it out. My idiot husband said they were cool. Fast forward to last night. My husband wants to go out to drink with some of his friends and their wives at a local dive bar. We were there for a while before I noticed the girlfriend and that man again. They were laughing at this girl who was clearly intoxicated. I watched as the bartender served them and how they would flip the empty shot glass and slap each other's hands or kick each other. It was probably the most disgusting display of flirting I've ever seen. They were like two children. My husband was too busy at the pool table to notice me move over to them. I listened to them tell each other how they missed each other and how they need to spend more time together. I knew this girl was no good. What finally did it for me was the girlfriend asking the man if he was staying at her house tonight. So my brother can't stay over, but this random ass man could. That was not going to work for me. I was red, and the next thing I knew, I was being lifted off the floor by my husband. The bartender yelled for the bouncer, and my husband and his friends dragged me out. As they were dragging me, I was screaming at her about being a dumb fat whore with no future and how the guy she was cheating on with my brother. It's not a full sentence. It's the next evening, and I've been texting my brother to break up with her, and he just leaves me on red. My husband said I'm an asshole for sticking my nose where it did not belong. Am I really the asshole for trying to protect my brother? What a wild story.
This woman is so incredibly sexist and like hates women so much, which is a thing. I'm trying to find.
Yeah, like not even her talking about the girlfriend, but even the other woman who I guess was drunk or something. Like just the tone of it is like, I don't like anybody.
She has a post. Let's see. There's
wait, there's an update to that story. The girlfriend was with her brother. She has since put a restraining order on me and broke up with my brother. He is no longer talking to me, and I She's no longer talking to me and I and getting therapy. I think she's saying and I am getting therapy.
Good.
My husband has since helped my brother get his own place against the doctor's orders.
I was going to say, like, why are you just assuming she's with a man? Especially if she saw you and didn't immediately, like, leave at the first restaurant. Like, that should have been your clue that this wasn't anything... like
she was trying to hide or
yeah
whatever.
If she's not trying to hide it, then it's you should have assumed that there wasn't anything going on, right? Like, this could have been her like best friend from college or her brother. Like,
no,
you don't
automatically
just assume that they're cheating. Also, so she Judith posted the same story in a different subreddit, the subreddit called Too Hot Takes, which I never heard of.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, you know what? It's that podcast where they read Am I the Asshole posts.
What?
Yeah. Bullshit. They have their own subreddit. And
we could have a subreddit.
She, Judith, when she attacked this woman, hit her in the face and her ring cut the woman's face open.
Oh, is the post longer in here?
Yeah. So let's see.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's way longer.
Let's see. She's never been rude to me. Okay. There's like some context that we've already heard. So I'll skip to like the third paragraph. She's never been rude to me a single time and always treats me with the utmost respect and treats my house that way as well. But I fucking hate her.
I just fucking hate her.
This last week, however.
Absolutely not.
This last week, however, my woman's intuition. It's not a thing. Started to go off, and I got really uneasy vibes from her. That's not intuition. That's just you're being a bitch. It started last Wednesday when my brother planned an extremely romantic dinner. She was supposed to come over, but she canceled 10 minutes before. Okay, we heard that before. Blah, 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 blah. Who do we see? We see Al and some unknown man. They were standing, chatting, blah, blah, blah. Keep an eye on them as I order my food. My husband went to sit down. My husband finally noticed them. They pass our table. I stopped her and asked her if she thought she was too good to talk to us. She was a little surprised, said she was sorry. She hadn't seen us while she was because she was talking. She awkwardly said hello and then went to meet the man. I watched them walk away, blah, blah, blah. Their same tattoo. Also, like, what an obtuse way to start a conversation with somebody. Just, do you think you're too good to talk to me? Be like, well, now yeah. I do. Now
the
I fucking do.
What's wrong with you? And they're like, I'm sorry, what?
Just here to meet my brother for dinner.
I have to assume this woman has given the girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, I guess, a terrible attitude at times. And
the
she's
whole
probably
time.
Like, oh, Jesus, I don't want to talk to her.
Yeah.
I'm pretend like I don't see her.
Yeah. She's like telling her brother, like, pretend like you don't see her because she's crazy. All right. We go to a bar. It's behind all the super popular bars on a dark street a few blocks over. That's more context than we needed. It's quiet, but has good prices.
She said it was a dive bar, right?
Yeah. It's quiet, but it has good prices, which is why the older groups tend to flock to it. It's a little bit ageist. We'd been there for a few hours already, and I did not notice, blah, blah, blah. Back to the patio, saw Elle and the man from the other night. They were laughing at this young girl who was clearly intoxicated and dancing on her own. They took a seat, blah, blah, blah. They were playing the game. I moved closer to them and away from the group so I could listen. My husband was too busy at the pool table to notice. I felt my stomach sink. They were talking about how much they missed each other and how sad they were that they did not get to spend time together. Finally, put the nail in her coffin for me was she asking the man if he was staying at her house tonight. So my brother cannot stay over, but this random ass man could? This was not going to work for me. I slapped her as hard as I could across the face. The man she was with quickly got up and pushed me to the ground and started screaming at me. Hearing the commotion, my husband came running over, helped me up. He saw blood dripping from Elle's face. Apparently, my ring had cut her cheek. The bartender yelled for the bouncer, and my husband and his friends dragged me out. As they were dragging me, I was screaming about her being a dumb fat whore. Okay, we heard that.
So I like that in the other post, she goes, oh, I saw red, and the next thing I knew, it's like, no, you assaulted somebody else.
You assaulted somebody not knowing any of the situation. You just assumed that she was... Yeah, the top comment is, okay, hear me out. What if they are siblings?
No, that can't be the case.
That cannot be the case. even if it was, even if she was cheating, like, you just tell your brother.
It's not your, yeah, be yeah, like, hey, guess what I saw?
Take a picture of them discreetly, send it to your brother, be like, do you know who this is? She's with a guy. And then let him deal with it. It's his girlfriend. It's not your business.
Yeah, just go like, seems bad, I don't know.
Have yeah, a good like, day. You can have that assumption. You send him a picture, be like, what's this? And then he probably has seen a picture of her brother, and he'd probably be like, oh, that's just her brother. Dumb.
It absolutely is dumb.
Dumb.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't know this person. She sounds terrible.
She sounds mean.
Like how the husband just kept going, like, just stay out of it. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. And then she's like, no, what if I did an assault?
She also
just a
like,
little bit of assault.
She also like hates her husband like a little bit. Like she's referred to him multiple times as my idiot husband. Like my idiot husband with whom I will spend the rest of my days. Fucking moron.
It's called love. You should try it.
All right. You're right. You're right. That's on me.
It absolutely is. Okay, let's read another one before I break. Let's see. I'm going to read, am I the asshole for not helping my ex with her new child? I, 27 male, and my ex, 26 female, had a very rocky relationship. We were together for 3 years, and I thought everything was going great. Until she decided to get with one of her best friends. I did kick her out and got the locks changed. She came and got her stuff while I was home. We blocked one another and do not keep in touch. Some of our mutual friends still hang out with her, and one told me that she was currently pregnant. I wasn't shocked, as she and the guy spent a lot of time together. I was invited to a party and saw her with her friend. She did look my way a few times, but I completely ignored her. Before the party ended, she approached me and asked if we could talk. I agreed to be polite, and she asked if I could help her out with the child. I told her no, it wasn't my responsibility, and wished her good luck. She started crying, and her friend came over to see what was going on. I left the party and texted the mutual friend that I didn't want to be at the same events. Am I the asshole for not helping my ex with my new child? Added, I want to clear things up for those asking if it's my child or not. She and this other guy friend have been together for about a month before we broke up. If the child is mine, I will definitely help up. I'm going to bring up the idea of a DNA test.
Oh, this so is he some doesn't actually shit. He doesn't actually know if it's his kid.
No.
She's just asking for
help. That was what I was thinking
help.
The whole time. Yeah,
she's just asking like, for help, assuming that you'll think it's your kid. Yeah, get a DNA test. Do it.
He kicked her out about 3 weeks ago. It's a good chance it's still his, is what the comments are saying.
Yeah. If there's even a chance that it's his, and his first reaction to her asking for help was him being like, no, fuck you, then yeah, he's the asshole. Like you have, if it's your kid, you kind of have a, you have to, well, he's saying he's certain that it isn't his. I guess they weren't active and she cheated on him in the meantime. Yeah, but then he said he was gonna ask her to get a DNA test, which if he knew that they weren't having sex, he wouldn't need a DNA test.
So. There's a post from 24 days ago from the same guy. I recently started renting a nice apartment, a 3-bedroom, 2.5 baths. My girlfriend of 3 years moved in with me, and it's been great. She splits the rent and does the cooking and cleaning. My nephew frequently stays with us as the apartment is closer to his school. My girlfriend is very close to one friend, 28 male. He does not like me at all. Tried to be nice to him, but stopped when he told my girlfriend at the dinner party she could do a lot better than me. She laughed it off and told him knock it off. I think this must be the guy that she was cheating with, right?
Yeah.
But this is 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they said that
she wanted the guy to come live with them.
Somebody posted a comment on that 3 hours ago that was like, info, is this the same friend of your ex that she wanted to move in with that she then got with? And the commenter said, yeah, it's the same ex. Yeah, I'm gonna go with in regards to the helping with the child, you are the asshole for just flat out refusing if there's a chance it's your kid. Like, the answer has to be, if it's my kid, I will help you.
I have to assume she's asking because she thinks that it is his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless she's like trying to take him for a ride, trying to be like, I'm going to make him think it's his. But just tell her you want a DNA test, and if it's your kid, you'll help. That's it.
Yeah.
But if his answer was a blanket asshole. No, his answer was a blanket no, even though there's a very real chance that it's his kid.
Mm-hmm. These are some wild stories today.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like also when people have other posts we can go look at and be like, what the hell?
I also think he low-key thinks that it's his because of the phrasing, she asked if I could help her out with the child, not her child.
Her child.
The yeah. child. I think he subconsciously thinks it's his kid.
Maybe it's all, this is promotion for Baby Yoda.
Just the child.
Yeah.
Hold up. I had to close my blinds because I'm going blind here.
Becca's stood up from her chair and has walked over to her blind. She is turning them. It looks like, I don't know. It doesn't look much different to me, if I'm being honest.
Back.
Oh, hey, welcome back.
I can see.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think maybe they're both assholes because, like, she wanted her friend to move in and was like, it's not a big deal, and then they were cheating together. So she's obviously an asshole, too.
Yeah, but we're just weighing in on this post.
Is it everybody sucks here?
We're just weighing in on this post, which is, like, he said he would not help her at all, even though it's probably his child. Mm-hmm. So, like, that sucks, and you have an equal responsibility to take care of that kid. So
that's true.
Get a DNA test.
All right. Yeah. You know, get that test, check them DNAs, go from there. We'll take our break then and come back with some more posts.
Nice.
We're back.
We're
whatever.
Back.
A dinosaur story. Dinosaur tale? What is it? Remember the movie We're Back? It had dinosaurs?
No.
I never saw it. No. I was already an adult by then.
I don't remember that at all.
Okay, well. A dinosaur story is what it's called. It's from 1993. No wonder you don't remember it.
I wasn't alive.
That's your excuse for all sorts of stuff. Where were you when the Berlin Wall fell? Oh, I wasn't alive. Idiot.
That's me.
Just not being present for the reunification of Germany.
That's a classic me move.
Classic
honestly.
Becca, I tell ya.
Yeah.
Countries get reunificationed all the time, and Becca's like, nah, I ain't going. Okay.
All right. I'm going to read this one. It's pretty short and sweet. I think it'll be easy. Am I the asshole for marrying my wife without my kids there? Throwaway and on mobile. Okay. I am 42 male. My wife is 43 female. Don't like that age difference.
It's not funny if you do it.
I can be self-aware and make fun of myself. Together, we have 8 kids. Mine are 16 male, 15 male, 13 female. I have 50-50 custody with their mother, who left me 8 years ago. Her
so they
kids
split
are
one of the kids in half?
Yeah. Her kids are 16 male, 15 male, 13 male, 11 male, and 7 female. That's like the Weasleys. Like, they just kept trying until they got a girl.
And then they stopped. You're right. Both of them. Like, they had, okay, yeah. Boy, whoa, girl.
We're done. And then the other one, boy, girl. Done. All right. I met her in December last year. She was widowed in November. Ooh, what? Wait. We got engaged.
I have some questions.
2 weeks ago in front of all the kids, who were very happy. Then my kids went to the mother's house for their regular week with her. Okay. The timeline there. So she was widowed. She's only 43. She was widowed in November. You met in December. You got engaged in July.
I don't see a problem here.
Holy shit.
You know what? Love is love. When it hits you,
talk about,
you want to spend the rest of your life with that person and their 100 kids.
Talk about not processing your grief. It'd be one thing if, like, they had been divorced for a while and then she was widowed or whatever, however that would, you would call that if they were divorced. But no, she was married to him. But even if there was a divorce and not him dying, that would have been fast. But this is, they were still married and he died.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I would be honest, if I was married and I died, I would definitely want my husband to keep dating. But if he moved on that quickly, I'd be like,
like, you're up in heaven. It's just you and Jesus hanging out. And he's like, Becca,
I gotta show this fucker you something. Did.
Some stupid shit happened. I'd be like,
on my deathbed, I'd be like, I want you to move on and be happy, but not that quickly.
Yeah.
You have maybe to take be a little sad bit of time. For a little bit. All right.
Put it in the prenup. There if has I to die, be a 2-year
cooling off. Yeah.
Yeah.
All legally. Right. Legally. While they were there, okay, while they were there, I married my wife. Oh, okay. So
while they were at the mother's house,
he got engaged, and then his kids went to their mom's. So the kids were there for the engagement. Then they went to their mom's for the week. And while they were there, he married his wife. It wasn't a big wedding; just a nice evening on the waterfront. Her kids were there with their grandparents, and mine were with their mother. Oh, her kids were with their grandparents, and mine were with their mother. So none of the kids were there. Talked to them several times during the week, like I usually do. They came from the mother's house. My daughter noticed I was wearing a wedding ring. At that point, we told the kids we were married. Then we had a barbecue with cake. My kids say I'm the asshole for not inviting them. My wife says this is what she wanted, and it's okay that they weren't there. I might be the asshole, though, for not having my kids at my wedding. I mean, I don't know that you're an asshole. I mean, that seems shitty. Why wouldn't you?
Well, also, like, if he talked to them several times during the week, he didn't mention, oh, by the way, I got married.
Yeah.
You know, so don't be surprised if you see a wedding ring on me. It just seems weird.
Weird
vibes.
The first comment makes a really good point of, like, with the speed that this whole thing moved, and considering that your kids are still kids, they're teenagers, it's like your kids probably feel, they said you're the asshole, your kids probably feel like you've already chosen your new wife over them, and unfortunately they're not even wrong. A wedding when you have minor children isn't just you and your wife coming together, it's your families too. Your kids are a part of this. Not including them in the day, if they wanted to be there, was not the right move. I agree. I think if your kids are still kids, they kind of have to be there, because it's not just that you're marrying each other, you're starting a new family.
Yeah, like you're smooshing your families together.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's weird that she's like, no, it's cool. This is what I wanted.
Here's a comment. You're the asshole. Your wife's husband just died 10 months ago, and she has 5 kids. What's the rush in getting married so fast, especially since she started her relationship a month after her husband and father of her children died? I wouldn't be at all surprised if OP's kids started being treated poorly because of this. So where is everyone going to live as a household of 10 people? I can guarantee that if OP's kids had their own rooms before, they won't now. And they probably will have to share with at least 2 to 3 more kids being added to their rooms. 9 months is not long enough to see if OP and the new wife are compatible, and definitely not long enough to see if 8 kids are compatible with each other as well as with a step-parent.
I'm sure they'll figure it out. These kind of things, like, they work themselves out.
Maybe it's fine to get engaged that quickly, like that kind of thing happens. But then I would say, like, you should have tried either getting a bigger house or try moving in together with all the kids and see how that goes before you get married. Because now you're legally married, and like this commenter said, you don't have a place to put 10 kids.
I mean, the 16-year-olds are going to be going to college eventually, and that solves 2 of it. A lot of bunk beds in that house.
That's like David's boss/friend. He has some kids and his new wife. It's both of their second marriage. So they both have kids from their first marriage. So at any point, their house has like between zero and like seven children. So they have like a big house. It's often empty, but sometimes it has seven children living in it.
It's like a what is it, Brady Bunch or Step by Step situation?
Yeah, but like these people have done no testing of the waters of how the kids are going to get along living together. And you couldn't even do them the decency of letting them be there at the ceremony. Mm-hmm. So they probably just feel like the whole rug has gotten ripped out from underneath
them. I wonder how her kids feel because they weren't there either.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the grandparents. How does anybody that cares about these people feel that they went and got married? I wonder if they did it because other people are like, maybe it's too soon to get married.
So they're like, fuck you. We'll just get married right now. Yeah, that's the thing. You. Like eloping... It sounds so nice, right? Like, it's so private. It's so much easier to plan. But in some ways, it is selfish because, like, you have people in your life that have been there for you and they want to be there for this happiness.
Well, right? There's the argument that it's your day or whatever. But...
Sure. But, like, if you have no reason to exclude your family, it's kind of shitty to exclude your family. You know, COVID gave people a great excuse, like, people who wanted to elope anyway. To just go and do it and be like, oh, COVID. But now people are vaccinated and they want to be there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All I'm just saying is, like, you are absolutely within the right to be like, yeah, we just eloped. Deal with it. But that people have their right to feel how they feel about that. And not everyone's going to be happy about it.
And we feel like you're the asshole.
Yeah. Somebody says, in what world... In which logic reigns supreme, does a woman that you've known for less than a year come before your children? Yeah.
You know, that's a great question.
I gotta wonder how her kids feel.
Not good, I gotta wonder, I guess.
Yeah, their dad died, and then she immediately starts dating someone else. That 7-year-old is like, what's happening? Immediately starts dating someone else who also has a ton of kids. And then it's like... We're married. Mm-hmm. No, you don't get to be there.
If you wanted to be there, we should have been better parents. I don't know if the sirens outside are being picked up by my mic.
Somebody says, why did your wife want to get married while your kids were with their mother? And why didn't she want her own kids there?
Right? That's what I wonder too. I gotta feel like... Everyone is being like, hey, you know, take it a little bit slowly. You're still, you know, grieving from the person you were married to. You have three kids. So the oldest kid is 16. So I have to assume you were married at least 16 years. And someone you're says, like, well.
Somebody says, your 7-year-old wasn't given the time to process her father's death. This woman and her kids barely know you. You and your kids barely know her. You shouldn't have even met the kids yet, given when the father passed. Yeah, like, it's one thing if she wanted to start dating that quickly, but I would say,
well, he does say we got engaged in front of all the kids who were very happy.
Yeah, but they were probably like, yay, in 2 to 3 years there will be a wedding. Not like, yay, in 3 days there will be a wedding and we're not invited.
But we're gone.
Super weird. Super that is weird.
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read this one. Where did it go? Ah, yes. Am I the asshole for telling my in-laws I didn't sign up to be their babysitter when I married my husband? My husband and I had a baby boy 6 months ago. I decided to leave my job and become a stay-at-home mom. Before our son, my husband's brother and sister had all pressured me to be their emergency contact for their kids' school, and even asked me to leave work early sometimes to babysit their kids after school. I always said no, because working in a daycare doesn't mean I can leave whenever I want, which they appeared to think could happen. Plus, they liked the idea of someone with a degree in child development and care being in charge of their kids. But now that I no longer work, it's even more of an ordeal. My husband sat them down and told them I am not their personal and free babysitter, and they cannot expect me to wrangle all their kids, all the different schools, myself. They need to keep paying like always. It didn't help, so he spoke to them again. I ended up getting bombarded the other night while I was awake with a crying baby, and I told them via text I didn't sign up to be their babysitter when I married my husband, and they need to accept my no because nothing was going to change. They said that I signed up to be part of the family, and being part of the family is babysitting to help. So I'm the asshole. Am I?
I'm confused, because they lumped in being the emergency contact and babysitting the kids after school. Like,
yes.
Being an emergency contact doesn't really matter what you do sure. for work unless you're like an on-call surgeon or something. Like, if there's an emergency, you should be willing to be available for your family's kids. That's kind of a given. But the signing up to be an unpaid babysitter is shitty. It sounds like the poster used to work in a daycare, and so these people would bring their kids to the daycare after school, and she just watched them there at the daycare, and now she's
maybe.
Not.
I don't know that part.
That's what it says. I always said no because
no
work.
Leave work early to babysit their kids after school. So they were asking her to leave work early and go babysit, not that the kids were in the daycare.
But then she says, I always said no because working in a daycare doesn't mean I can leave whenever I want. So she worked at a daycare and they wanted her to pick their kids up from school and bring them to the daycare.
I got the impression that they just wanted her to leave work to watch their kids.
Well, regardless, then I'm confused by the they need to keep paying like always. It's like, were they paying her to do this before? So she's saying it's okay if they pay her?
No, sorry. It said, someone asked for clarification there. It says paying for babysitters and childcare previously. So they were
okay.
previously paying for that. But now they don't want to pay. They just want her to watch. And they're not even offering to get food for the kids. Like, it's just, you are watching the kids.
So they were always asking her before, even when she was working. And now she has a kid. So because she's not working, they're like, well, now you definitely can babysit. Yeah. Let me put it out there that having a six-month-old baby does not mean you have free time.
More kids, please. Just add them in there. One kid, 10 kids, doesn't matter.
You should be willing to be an emergency contact, but that's different.
Oh, yeah, I think that's fine. That's like if something wild happens, you know, you take care of them.
I am the emergency contact for my brother's kid.
It's not free babysitting. I'm the emergency contact for every child born in San Francisco. They don't know it, but I'm on there.
What?
It's weird. But it's called volunteering. I'm helping my community. You should try it.
That's it. We did all the posts.
All of them. Really ran through them to them.
Yeah.
Well, great. So you're not available next week, right?
I am available next week. I'm not available the week after that. Yeah.
Okay, great.
But we're still going to
record. So we'll record an extra episode next week to be released while you're unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
Just having some casual time. Nothing big, just normal stuff.
That we know of.
Yeah. As far as we know, normal stuff going on in the next couple weeks.
Nothing weird happening in the next few weeks. Definitely not.
Normal things only. Well, cool. Great. Then I look forward to seeing everybody when I stream on Monday. And if Becca ever starts streaming like she says she was gonna, you know, we'll see you there too.
Great.
Cool.
Cool.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.